理课堂听 class.com。
And welcome to Studio Classroom. It's so good to have you with us today as we continue with our profile lesson on John Woo.
That's right, a big-time filmmaker with humble beginnings. We talked about how in the slums of Hong Kong, he witnessed crime. And just being in this awful environment, he had to seek out a way to escape all that, and he found it in the movie theaters.
That's right, and we found out he found it in movies like The Wizard of Oz that would kind of fill his heart with hope. He realized that the world was maybe not as bad as it seemed sometimes, and that there was some hope out there, and perhaps that influenced him and what he's doing today. Well, today we want to talk about the road to success. Join us on page 11 as we get started.
John Woo, Road to Success. Woo was fascinated with films because of the influence they had on his childhood. In his spare time, he studied filmmaking from books. In 1969, he joined Cathay Studios as a production assistant and script supervisor. Then in 1973, he directed his first feature film, The Young Dragons. It featured great kung fu action scenes. Woo made many more such films in the 1970s, but by the 1980s, he suffered burnout. His films weren't doing very well. Somewhat disappointed, he left filmmaking for a while.
Let's take a look, first of all, at the heading to this section called Road to Success. Often we use this expression, road to victory, road to success, road to recovery. If a person has been sick, but little by little they get better, we call that the road to recovery. And it just gives us the idea that it doesn't happen immediately, but this is the kind of path or direction it took.
Earlier we were talking about to come a long way, and it's the same idea. There's no real distance, you know, that you can measure by miles or kilometers, but it just took a long time to get to where you want to be.
Right. So this is the path that John Woo had to take, and it wasn't always an easy one to take. Well, it says Woo was fascinated with films because of the influence they had on his childhood. So because they were so powerful in his life as a young boy, he really became more and more interested in them because he realized that films were powerful. They could change people's lives.
That's right. And so like many people who are interested in something, John, during his spare time, as we see in beginning with line two, in his spare time, he studied filmmaking from books.
I like this because he didn't go to a formal school, mm-hmm. right? Or he didn't have a formal education in this, but he studied from books. He independently studied on his own, right? We could say that he studied these books. Now, spare time. I think last month we talked about a spare tire. Mm-hmm. Just means an extra tire. Well, here, when he had extra time or free time, this is what he would do.
Right. And I guess he must have just really studied so well, so hard, so carefully that he was actually able to get himself a job. Notice beginning in line three, in 1969, he joined Cathay Studios as a production assistant and script supervisor.
Pretty surprising for not having an education in this. We could say he did have an education from books because he studied so hard, but usually people want someone who's been to a certain school, a movie school, or a place where they study these things. But he was able to get a job doing two types of things. One, he was a production assistant. So he would be assisting in the whole production of a film.
That's right. And also, he is the script supervisor. Now, a script would be the text that's used for a play or for a movie or for theater.
Mm-hmm. Or even a broadcast of any kind. Mm-hmm. So we see here that he would be the supervisor for the script. That doesn't mean he wrote the script, but he would have to supervise what was done with the script.
Right. So now all that happened in 1969 when he first joined Cathay Studios. But then in 1973, he directed his first film, his first feature film, The Young Dragons.
Okay, and when we think about a feature film, we're thinking about a film that is longer than usually an hour or about an hour or so. And so it would be a rather long film. It would be a film usually that is marketed or put into theaters where people can come and watch it.
Right. Now, Young Dragons, it featured great kung fu action scenes. Now, when a movie features something, that means it's special for something, it's known for, or it shows you a lot of something. And in this case, kung fu action scenes.
Okay, so we see feature used in a couple of different ways here. Mm-hmm. First, a feature film, which is always referring to a longer film made for movie theaters. And then it featured, we see it used as a verb here, it featured or it focused on kung fu.
Right, and the word kung fu from the Chinese word kung fu basically would mean any various kind of Chinese martial arts.
Okay, so here it says that there were these action scenes, and of course we know with this kind of fighting or this kind of martial arts, there were always these action scenes. Things were moving really fast. There was a lot of activity.
Right. Now with this movie made in 1973, it was unfortunately considered to be too violent by many. And this, I just read a little more on the side on the internet, and they said that actually it had to be re-edited and brought out to the audience again in 1975. So some people would say that it was 1973 that he made his mm-hmm. first feature film, while others would say it's 1975.
But we do know it became popular, and we mm-hmm. know that Wu went on to make more films like this. It says Wu made many more such films in the 1970s. Such films, just referring to this style of film.
Right, but unfortunately, by the 1980s, he suffered a burnout. And a burnout is an emotional situation where you're just so tired and you just seem to lack energy or ideas to keep going on.
Now, sometimes we can talk about it being physical as well, a physical or emotional burnout, simply exhaustion, mm-hmm. right? And this is often comes from long-term stress. If mm-hmm. you've worked very hard for a long time physically, you can get burned out. But emotionally or mentally, you can also have that when you give out all the time and you don't take something in maybe to refresh yourself.
Right. And so because of this burnout, his films weren't doing very well. And as a result, in the last sentence of the paragraph, being somewhat disappointed, he left filmmaking for a while. He took a break.
I like how it says this, though, somewhat disappointed. Not totally, completely disappointed, mm-hmm. but somewhat disappointed. He took a break. Now, that's not a bad thing to take a break. And we're going to do that right now. We'll take a break and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Zhou Runfa played the role of a king in a movie with Jodie Foster. Can you name the movie? Zhou Runfa played the role of a king in a movie with Jodie Foster. Can you name the movie? Anna and the King. And did you know that there's another movie about the same story? It's called The King and I. It's a classic.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Let's continue learning about John Woo, filmmaker.
That's right. His first feature film came out in 1973. And after that, he made a couple more similar type of action films, but then unfortunately experienced a burnout in the 1980s.
But he came back. He's going to, of course, make more films, as we will see here. Join us now on line 12 in the left-hand column.
John Woo. Fortunately, producer-director Cui Hark helped bring Woo back. He provided money for Woo to film A Better Tomorrow in 1986. This film really changed Hong Kong action movies. Wu's characters wore trench coats and sunglasses. In close-quarters fight scenes, they held a gun in each hand. This style, later dubbed Gun Fu, would be copied by many Hollywood directors. With Chow Yun-fat as his main character, Wu made many such movies. The most famous, The Killer, 1989, is sometimes referred to as the perfect action film.
Well, notice it says, fortunately, producer, director, this is a hard one, students, because we know there's Cantonese, there's American pronunciation, and the Mandarin. So what would you say, Liz?
Well, in Mandarin, it would be Shi Ke.
Americans would murder this. They would say Sui Hark or something like that, right? But anyway, we see that he helped bring Wu back. So Wu was, in a way, not involved in filmmaking anymore at that point. And so he helped bring him back into the industry or back to making films once again.
Right. Now, there are many ways to help somebody back into the movie industry, but for Sui Hark or Shi Ke, he provided money, as we see in the second sentence. He provided money for Wu to film A Better Tomorrow in 1986.
Now, we know that it costs a lot of money to make a film like this, so he needed money, and this man helped him. It says he helped John Wu to film, or the money helped him to film, A Better Tomorrow. Now, to film here is used as a verb, but then as we move into the next sentence, it says this film, used as a noun now, really changed Hong Kong action movies. Now, we know in the past, Hong Kong action movies were all the kung fu types of movies, right?
Right. But with this movie, A Better Tomorrow, or you might know it as Yin Xiong Ben Se, the characters were dressed differently. What did they have? Well, let's see here. Wu's character, line 15, Wu's characters wore trench coats and sunglasses.
Okay. Now, usually when we think about someone wearing a trench coat, I have two things that come to mind. One is a detective, the other is a criminal, or more high-class criminal. But a trench coat was a loose-fitting coat that had a lot of pockets and a lot of flaps and a lot of buttons, right?
Right, military style,
right,
with a belt even. And that doesn't seem like a traditional martial arts costume, but Wu brought that in, and it just revolutionized how people saw action films.
And, of course, the sunglasses made a difference,
oh,
too,
yes,
right? The sunglasses, of course, made them look very tough and maybe sophisticated.
That's right. And there's something else that's so special about this movie. Notice in the next line, line 17, in close-quarters fight scene, they held a gun in each hand.
Very different. Instead of using their hands to fight, they were now using guns, and they were not only using one, but they had one in each hand.
That's right. And not only were they holding guns, but they were in close quarters, which means you're in a tight space or a small area. You're not in this wide open field.
Right. It's a very small area, closed-in area usually, where no one can move around that easily. And so that's the kind of situation he would put in the movies. Now, we know that this is an important phrase for you to learn or idea for you to learn, so let's review it right now in this skit.
Tony, being a prisoner is no fun. No fun at all.
Especially because we have to live in this tiny jail cell.
Yeah, we're living in such close quarters. It's too crowded in here.
I know, there's no space. I hate these close quarters.
I know what you mean. Every time I try to move, you're in my way.
Every time I try to move, you're in my way.
There's no room to exercise.
No room to walk around.
There's nowhere to put my stuff.
I hate these close quarters.
Why can't they give us each our own prison cell?
That would be great. My own cell. I could walk around in circles all day.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Then we wouldn't have to live in these close quarters.
Well, look on the bright side.
Bright side? What bright side, Tony?
Well, Rocky, we'll be out of here soon.
Yeah, like 20 years. No!
Okay, close quarters. I'm not sure I'd want to be in close quarters with those guys. But here it's the idea that you are in a small area. Now, sometimes people working in close quarters or living in close quarters don't always get along because you need more space. But in this situation, it made it very exciting in a fight scene.
Right, and a fight scene with guns. Remember, as Vicki mentioned earlier, we are used to seeing people when they do these martial arts fight scenes to just use their fists, their legs, kicking and punching around. But with guns, it just brought a different perspective to how people fight in movies. And because of that, in the next sentence, we see that this style, later dubbed Gung Fu, would be copied by many Hollywood directors.
I like that. That's pretty cute, the idea that they put gun there instead of kung fu, right, or gong fu. So it's the idea here that they used guns instead of their hands or the martial arts. But notice it says they dubbed this. Now, the idea of dubbing something is kind of giving a nickname to something, right?
That's right. So if something's developed a reputation, people would dub it or give it a nickname in a joking way, of course.
Right, and of course it would be kind of descriptive of something that they were doing. So it says the style later dubbed Gung Fu actually would be copied by many Hollywood directors. So many Hollywood directors thought this is great, and so they would copy that.
Right. Now with this movie, 英雄本色, Zhou Renfa or Chou Yun-fat, again, we have all these different ways of pronouncing these names. Okay, Chou Yun-fat became Wu's favorite movie actor to work with now.
Right, that's right. And he became the main character, it says, in many of Wu's films or his movies like this. It says the most famous, The Killer, came out in 1989. It sometimes is referred to as the perfect action film. So actually, this was one of the best ones done.
Right. And for some of you, you might know this as 喋血双雄. And people do think that this is probably the best ever of all of the films.
So people study this film and then they copy it because they think it was the perfect action film. Well, there's still more for us to learn about John Woo, but today we have to go to the chat room and then get some language tips from Michelle. Join us.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. So Ken, why do you enjoy John Woo's movies?
Because they're full of action, and I love action movies.
Oh, I see. So what's your favorite film genre?
Genre? What do you mean?
A genre is a category or a type of something. So film genres are different categories of film that have familiar or similar themes.
Okay, then I have to say drama is my favorite film genre. What about you?
I would have to say that romantic comedies are my favorite film genre.
Genre 这个字原本是个法文字，指的是种类、类型。那 genre 呢，常常是用在文学或者美术。在文学啊，指的是不同的文类，比如说小说、散文、诗，这些都是不同的 genre. So what other movie genres can you think of?
Let's see, there's comedy and horror, science fiction, fantasy, musicals, adventure,
okay,
action.
Okay, I get the idea. I have another question for you. Our lesson also mentioned John Woo's first feature film. What is a feature film?
A feature film is any film that is more than 60 minutes in length, and it's usually distributed first in theaters. Before showing the film, there are usually film previews of other movies.
Oh yeah, the previews are about movies that will be shown in theaters soon.
That's right. And after the previews comes the feature presentation, which is the movie that you paid money to see.
在美国去看电影的时候，我们会先看到一些 preview， 字首 pre 就是之前的意思， preview 当然指的是看正式放眼前的那个预告片。那我们要怎么知道正式的电影是已经开始放映呢？在放映之前呢，会有一个小片头，上面会写着 feature presentation 啊，就表示它要正式开演了。那这个时候最好就要记得把手机的铃声关掉哦，因为我们不要干扰到别人的观赏权益。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先一起来看 burnout 这个名词。Burnout 在这里是指因为工作过度而引起的过度疲劳的症候群，也就是所谓的过劳。例如 Burnout is common when people overwork. 人们工作过度的时候很容易过劳。如果把 burnout 拆成两个字， burnout 是指燃烧殆尽或者是烧光。例如 The building was completely burnt out during the fire. 这栋建筑物在大火中被烧个精光。下面一点我们看的是 close quarters 这个名词片语。注意这边的 quarters 是复数型的。复数型的 quarters 是指住处或居所。所以 close quarters 是指很狭小的空间。和 close range, R-A-N-G-E 的意思差不多。课文中提到 in close quarters fight scenes 是指在狭小的空间中所拍摄的枪战或者是打斗的镜头。或者是 until the new building is finished, we're all working at close quarters. 直到新的大楼完成之前，我们都得在狭小的空间中共事。最后我们看 dub, D-U-B 这个动词。Dub 是指起绰号或者是外号，注意它的过去式或者是过去分词都是重复字尾的 be 加上 ed。例如 ，The class dubbed their teacher Iron Face， 班上给老师起了个外号叫铁面人。And it's time for us to say goodbye. Bye bye.
Script.Writers are working on a script for a new Superman movie. Kung Fu. A lot of Western people enjoy Hong Kong-style Kung Fu action films. Burnout. Too much stress on the job can quickly lead to burnout. Trench coat.I usually wear my long trench coat on cold and rainy days. Close quarters. I don't like living with other people in such close quarters. I prefer having my own space. Dub. This truck is dubbed the Monster because it's so big and noisy.John Woo, Road to Success. Woo was fascinated with films because of the influence they had on his childhood. In his spare time, he studied filmmaking from books. In 1969, he joined Cathay Studios as a production assistant and script supervisor. Then in 1973, he directed his first feature film,The Young Dragons. It featured great kung fu action scenes. Wu made many more such films in the 1970s, but by the 1980s, he suffered burnout. His films weren't doing very well. Somewhat disappointed, he left filmmaking for a while. Fortunately, producer-director Cui Hark helped bring Wu back.He provided money for Wu to film A Better Tomorrow in 1986. This film really changed Hong Kong action movies. Wu's characters wore trench coats and sunglasses. In close quarters fight scenes, they held a gun in each hand. This style, later dubbed Gun Fu, would be copied by many Hollywood directors. With Chow Yun-fat as his main character,Wu made many such movies. The most famous, The Killer, 1989, is sometimes referred to as the perfect action film.
You know, Liz, a moment ago on line 18, we mentioned these movies being dubbed Gun Fu, dubbed meaning a nickname, right, for these films. But often when we talk about films, we talk about dubbing a film. What does that mean?
Well, when we dub a film, that means we give it a new soundtrack, usually another language. For example, a film that's in English might become a Chinese-sounding movie.
Okay, so that's important to know too. Well, students will learn more about John Woo next time. We hope you'll join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.